This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Hi, this is Conchita. Become a Joy member this radiothon. Sign up online at joy.org.au.
I just love Conchita's accent. That was really lovely. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9, and our radiothon show today is Wife Swap Mad Wednesday, where we're getting different Joy celebrities from different shows around the station to come in and try to be better at us at what they do. We're already aware that this is going to be a complete fail for us.
Yes, no, they're all succeeding very well.
Michelle and I were pretty much like average trans people for the trans trivia. We both seem to just scrape by. So I'm an all right trans person, apparently. No, of course, Michelle did a great job. But now we're diving into Chicks Talking Footy with the lovely Fiona.
Hello. Yeah. Go Hawks.
All right. And we've got a special intro for you just to dive into the AFL realness. And it's not playing. There we go.
There we go.
I mean, it's sport-related, so that's kind of close, right? It's not up there Kazali, but, you know, we're still doing okay. Okay, it's cricket, but it was the closest thing I could figure out to any kind of fitness or athleticism.
It takes me back to my childhood.
Oh, were you a cricket kid?
Well, you just that is such a, you know, 80s.
Oh, yeah, watching it in the summertime.
Yeah.
And you'd get, like, chicken and chips with the family. I mean, we may as well fade that out because it's got 2 more minutes. Oh, yeah. So,
it's
going to go for a while.
You can have it as the whole show.
Yeah.
Well, we could just keep going through the whole show. Bit of cricket fun. Now, you're from Chicks Talking Footy, which is actually on just half an hour after us every Wednesday at...
Seven.
I was about to say 7:30. No, let's not give myself more time. 7 o'clock each and every Wednesday. And you guys have been going for how long now?
Well, we started the show in 2016. So it was a fascinating time to start, really, because...
wasn't an AFL Women's League yet.
No, that was the year the AFLW was announced that it was going to be the next year.
Yeah.
And it was also the first year that the AFL had their first official Pride game.
Wow.
So it was kind of a groundbreaking time that we came into.
But what made you all want to come together and go, you know what, we want to gas bag about the footy on the radio? One of our, I was doing the training last night, and one of the trainees actually just highlighted one of the shows they love is Chicks Talking Footy, because they're always driving home from work and it's a big drive. And they love listening to Chicks Talking Footy because they're like, they love footy, but they're like really intimidated because you all know so much more than he does about football.
Well, hopefully getting an education.
Well, I do every time I listen.
Yeah, well,
because
yeah.
I've got no idea how to play the game.
We've taken you a long way. but we came together in quite a funny way, because I put the proposal in the year before, and the reason I did is because I go to the football with, I was at the time with a whole lot of girls that their boyfriends didn't follow football.
Okay.
So there's a girls that were generally interested.
It was like a bit of a girls troop.
Well, yeah, and they were interested in on their own right, not just following their boyfriend. So it was just kind of, it dawned on me there's lots of women that follow this game, genuinely passionate about it.
Yep.
But if you looked at the media landscape, there was, well, it was Dicks Talking Footy,
wasn't it? It was absolutely Dicks Talking Footy, yeah.
So we needed a bit of Chicks Talking Footy. And then, of course, with the revolution of the women's league coming about, suddenly, also, people wanted to hear women talking about football.
But I don't think it's just because of the revolution of the Women's League coming and the difference with the Pride games and everything, because there's absolutely something to be said for all of you. Like, you all know so much about footy. You're all so passionate about it. Like, I don't know a thing, yet I still... absolutely, I'm in the car listening to the show going, yeah, I feel like I'm more informed about sports ball now because of this.
Sports
like
ball.
After the, I could go to a game and after interval I could happily enjoy the second act, no problem.
Oh,
just fine.
No, like,
worries
it. I like it. I like to think we've bridged a gap.
Absolutely.
And we came together in quite a funny way, because I literally put on our, we've got a little Facebook group here at Joy for the broadcasters, and I literally put a thing out going, does anyone know anyone that wants to,
anyone else,
any women
footy?
That want to talk about football? And then Danae, who used to be the general manager, everyone kept pointing to her. And she's a Fremantle supporter, so she came aboard. We met in person the night we went on air for the first time.
Oh my
time.
God, are you serious?
Yeah, and then Motti I met through Dee Mason, who used to do the drive show here.
On a Thursday.
We had a beer and I said, you're perfect. And then Bree and Rachel I was friends with, but
it
they couldn't commit more than once a month at that time. So I just kind of put a team together that could work around all of that.
So here's what I don't get. How does football work?
Yeah, what is a football?
I look at the game. I look at the game and I'm like, there's too many people on that court. Like, you don't need that many people. Basketball only has like 5
people
per
you'd
team.
Get up that end,
yeah,
you?
Like, I mean, I feel like a whole lot of people are just standing around.
Yeah.
And I just feel like you're paying them a lot of money to just sit around and what's going on?
Well, it's actually, if you watch it with the way things are set up, you sort of see how teams structure themselves to strategically, because they've got to get past the other 18 people.
But couldn't we just cut it back to like 8?
Well, you could, but they'd be tired.
I mean, you've got to.
Yeah, I mean, you do want to run down the MCG.
We could sub them out. Just 8, you know, 4 in, 4 out.
You could.
You know, one thing I do know about football, now I have been, believe it or not, Dean, I have been and watched the football at the MCG before.
All right.
I've actually watched a football game.
What team do you go for, Robbie?
My husband barracks for Richmond Tigers.
Well, that wasn't the question.
But I don't have one. I don't have one.
You weren't assigned a team at birth?
No, I wasn't. And I kind of was, but it never stuck. And look, I decided to, a few years back, get into football. And try to get into football,
so
I should say.
You just looked at the guy's shorts.
So I decided, I lived in St Kilda at the time. My grandfather barracked for St Kilda. I was going to start barracking for St Kilda. And I found I just couldn't get as excited as everybody else who had already been into it their entire life was. Like, it was just too late to join the fandom.
I completely disagree, because I absolutely... See, I don't really support a team either. My brother and father were massive North Melbourne supporters.
Really?
And my sister and mother were massive Melbourne supporters. It was the great divide in the family, and apparently it was my job to bridge the gap. And that's really what the little gay kid that likes doing ballet and stuff instead of playing sport likes to do. So I used to... They got me memberships for both teams and hoped that I would sway one way or another. But I was the kid that would go and wouldn't be able to see properly, so I would just read Doctor Who books at the footy, and that was my childhood. So every wow. weekend we'd be going to the footy and I wouldn't pay attention. But then I actually started watching, and I don't understand how the game works. Like, I don't. Sometimes there's a foul or a kick or the ball, and I don't understand what's going on.
I think you're talking about obstruction.
I mean, obviously I'm not quite there with the lingo.
No.
But when I decided to kind of join a team, I really wanted to stick it to my family, being that middle child that I am. So I joined the Brisbane Bears when they existed.
Controversial.
And I just liked the colours, yellow and purple, and I liked koalas, and I thought Queensland's sunny. Ever since the election on the weekend, I'm probably not going to support Queensland as much as you'd think.
No.
But that was my team until they changed to the Brisbane Lions, and I'm not having a bar of that. So now what I do is make a point, whoever I go to the football with, I align myself with the team that they're the opposite of. So my housemate is a massive Pies supporter.
So you go Carlton.
So I go whoever the Pies are playing against, just to irritate him. But I also love watching the game. I just don't understand how any of it works.
Right. Well,
so are there any tips that I could get to kind of figure out how it works?
Well, they've got to get it between the big sticks.
It's the big sticks, right? That yeah. they've got to.
And the good thing about AFL is, like, you still get points for missing.
That means I should be a brilliant player if that's the case. Like,
you don't get many
points. You missed, but we'll still give you something.
Oh, yeah. Look, it's
points for trying.
We love that obligatory points for trying.
Yeah, that's right.
Gotta love it. So have we gotten any memberships today during the show, Robbie?
We've gotten a few more memberships, Gene. We are killing it today with memberships. Of course, you can too. Can sign up. Just give us a call on 1300 JOY 949. Sign up or renew, or you can head to joy.org.au. A big thank you to Andrew from Sandringham, who has done exactly
that. Good job, Andrew. And then we've also got Michael from Collingwood. Thanks, Michael.
And one more.
It's the lovely Matthew from Frankston. Yay. Oh, we love a bit of support. We love that everyone's becoming members now during the show.
Can I just say, we've got special prizes in our show.
What have you got for your radio fun
well,
show?
Some of there's actually now 16 sorry, AFL teams that have an LGBTI supporter group.
I know. There's only one left, isn't there?
There's two? Just the two in Queensland, would you believe? But Brisbane,
I actually would.
Talk to those
this
Brisbane
weekend,
Lions.
I absolutely
if
would.
Talk to the Brisbane Lions and the Gold Coast Suns. And they have a few of them have donated their merch.
Yeah.
So North awesome. Melbourne have given us a team sign Guernsey. The Hawks have given us a beanie. And Carlton Pride have given us their
Fantastic.
Scarf. And Rainbow Crows have given us some merch as well. So
awesome.
If you become a member or donate during Chicks Talking Footy tonight, 7 till 8 o'clock.
Yep.
You could win one of those prizes.
One of those things. And you know
Which
what as well?
As well as all the radiothon.
It's not just that. Then there's all the radiothon prizes. You can, anyone who becomes a member today till midnight goes in the draw to win a 12-week money makeover, because who doesn't like to give their
money a makeover.
Notes a bit of a facelift, as it was. Thanks to our friends at Clover Financial, which is absolutely awesome. You also get a Hampstead Dental voucher and also a City Jeep voucher. And you go into the draw for our major prize, which is two $5,000 vouchers. Thanks to our lovely friends at Hampstead Dental. We've got some snacks to keep everyone hydrated and hyper during Radiothon. And we've got some toothpaste and toothbrushes, thanks to Hampstead Dental, next to that. I think I need to get some after the amount of chocolate I've had. But stick around. Let's kick on. What's happening, Robbie?
No, Jim, we did just get one more membership through from the fantastic Peter in Queensland, another international listener.
We will. But if you want to get any of those prizes, you can sign up today during our show. Or if you want any of those footy-themed prizes between 7 and 8 tonight, become a member during Chicks Talking Footy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I want the cricket theme again. That's just how I roll.
You can do it.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Jane. Oh, this sounds very...
No, we're in for a wild ride the next 3 minutes, Jane.
I feel like we've got a bit of... Oh, we're in the jungle.
This is wild.
Add a little bit of island.
It's like a grand final pre-game performance.
A Eurovision one or
maybe
a
Eurovision one?
Don't forget to head to joy.org.au and sign up or renew your membership now on Mad Wednesday with Robin D.
Well, that was quite a journey.
It really hurt my head, Dean. Yeah.
The lovely Michael Pohl has sneaked in some Eurovision tracks, it seems, into our regular playlist. So that certainly took us on a musical journey, didn't it? It's Radiothon today. It's Radiothon today on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9. And we're doing a bit of a wife swap by getting shows we love so much to come and join us here. And we've got the lovely Fiona from Chicks Talking Footy. Hey.
This is so much fun.
It's fun, isn't it? It's just the two of us, so we just gas bag and laugh for 2.5 hours. But you've got like an hour with four or five chicks all
There's usually three of us on air, and then some guests.
Has there ever been some rivalry because of the different footy? Because you're all different footy teams, aren't you?
Well, yeah, we've got two Hawks, a Bomber, Richmond, Rainbow Crows, and then Danae was Frio. So we'd covered, the southern states.
Do you take the piss out of each other every now and then?
Well, it's funny. Last year I took Moddy to a Hawthorn game between the Bombers and Hawthorn. And she sat in the Hawthorn members area.
Yeah.
And we won, so it was kind of like dancing on a grave. It was, she wasn't having fun and we were kind of feeling inappropriate for celebrating.
No, I kind of love it. And last week we were at an Ida Hobbit event together, which was for all of the supporter clubs who came together for the 5-year anniversary of the Purple Bombers. And it was also thanks to the Western Bulldogs, I can't remember what their pride group is called.
Bulldogs Pride.
Bulldogs Pride. Well, you think I could remember that.
Just say Pride or Rainbow,
Pride
you're probably
or Rainbow,
right.
And you're right. And that was absolutely amazing. Now, while this guy, I just want to point out, Robbie's furiously, he's just realised during the show that he isn't a member of Joy.
Awkward.
I was saving my membership sign up specifically for Mad Wednesday.
So he's panicking right now.
Just to put the tally up.
Well, it can't hurt to build things up. But wasn't it great being at that event and having different supporters just talking about what it was like for them to be able to be embraced by their team as gay or lesbian or transgender or bisexual? It was really wonderful.
Yeah. Well, Moddy and I emceed that event.
Yes.
As on behalf of the Chicks Talking Footy. And we got to interview a couple of girls, one from Bulldogs Pride and one from Purple Bombers.
I loved
it. They shared some really intimate stories about some bad experiences they'd had at the football, some homophobic experiences, and then what the being part of the groups kind of meant in terms of support and addressing it and just having a welcoming space.
It's that funny thing where I sometimes go, do we need pride games anymore? Do we need that kind of stuff? And then you go to an event like this and you realise how much it matters. Like having people actually be accepted for the team that they support and love. Because you don't realise unless you really... into footy, just how much footy means to people.
Yeah, it was funny. I guess the, the whole incident that happened with a certain high-profile rugby player.
Yep. He shall not be named.
Yeah, he shall not be named. But that really affected me, and I think it affected a lot of people that did follow sport particularly, because we've done so much work to try and make sure that the sporting arenas are safe.
Yeah.
And... then later that week I got to speak to the Hawthorn Football Club players, the men's and the women's team, which was, for me, such a special experience.
Yeah.
But I talked to them about...
Your team.
Yeah, well, that's right, they're my team. And I got to talk to the boys about and the girls about Ida Hobbit Day and what it means and why the Hawks Pride group is there.
Yeah.
And they all put on their Hawks Pride beanies, which you can win tonight on Chicks Talking Footy as part of Radiothon. And, you know, just I said to them, you know, you don't know how much it means when this kind of stuff is going on in the background to, for people to see their players just celebrating them and accepting them.
And hearing that kind of diversity and celebration of pride, is it just what we're about here on Joy? It's just what, if you don't, I know everyone enjoys listening to us because you're doing it right now, but honestly, the specialist programs just blow me away. We have these dedicated volunteers with lots of different topics celebrating their personal pride, whether it be pride for queer music, pride for queer footy, the bi show, trans show, you know, a heavy metal show. We've got Jaden coming up after 6 o'clock. Jaden's very excited.
A different chat.
A completely different conversation. But no matter which way it goes, it just, it's great to see this strength and pride happen, and it's really wonderful to see the way it's evolved and changed into our wider communities as well. And Chicks Talking Footy is the standard now, and it's raised the bar for a lot of different people who, community radio shows who talk about footy and look about footy. You're an award-winning show. You're bloody awesome.
Thanks so much, Dean. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great. And if you don't listen to it, you absolutely should, because I love it. Like, and I don't know a thing about football, but I always enjoy the interval. I go and get, you know, some hot chips at interval, and then the second half is just around the corner.
Well, you can thank the AFL Fans Association for getting those prices down.
Well, thank you very much for that.
and sign in between 7 and 8 if you want those additional fantastic prizes.
On top of our already great Radiothon prizes.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. We'll tune
thanks
in to
for
having
me. Have fun.
At 7.
You have more Mad Wednesdays just after this.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.